The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. Coming up on Life Today, medical doctor Don Colbert explains the dangers of stress and burnout.
When growing up, he didn't hardly see me because I was so busy. I became a human doing instead of a being. God had to show me to slow down, get in his rhythm, think his thoughts, and apply these key principles of nutrition, lifestyle, and diet, and it restored my health.
Discovering the blessings of heaven while living on earth. Next.
Thank you so much for the opportunity to be with you. We appreciate you giving us that warm welcome, and we enjoy spending time with you. We appreciate you giving us this time with you. I'm James Robinson. Betty and I welcome you to Life Today. We're talking about what we call heaven and health, discovering the blessings of heaven while we're living on this earth. Dr. Don Colbert is with us. He is probably one of the most loved and popular and appreciated doctors in the country. Because of the sincere love that radiates from him, as well as the wisdom and compassion that is expressed in the way that he deals with his patients, and how if he's not able to give them the care they need, he always gives them to the very best specialist who can address a specific need. And quite frankly, Betty, I know you and I have discussed it, there's a lot of distrust as it relates to health and the health issues and even in the medical community, where you really wonder, and especially with all the changes in what we call the national health care, whether or not we're going to have doctors who are just trying to get by and find a way to live through all the potential lawsuits, and whether or not they're ever going to get paid, and whether or not this is going to come. And a lot of them are just finding something else to do. And it's really narrowing the field of the ones who really care. And then the ones who really care, you wonder if your, quote, national health care would even allow you to go to that specific one who really cares. I mean, there's a lot of confusion. And then you begin to wonder, well, can I even trust him? Well, you can trust Don Colbert. I can promise you that. I have watched him so positively impact high-level people that desperately needed somebody to really care because of the positive effect they had on so many people. And he has, in my opinion, saved their lives. Not only restored their health, but saved their lives. He's written a book. It was a New York Times bestseller. He is a New York Times bestseller, The Seven Pillars of Health, The Natural Way to Have Health for Life. He has taught in the series Heaven and Health right now, right here, along with Sheila Walsh. And I'm telling you, she is so double anointed to teach this. She said, this is the most important series I've ever known of for people. If you really want to help them in this lifetime, not just talk about the life to come, but you want to help them now, and especially Christians who are in such trouble, she said, this is the best. And she poured her heart out in her teaching series. Beth Moore contributes to it. Our pastor at Gateway, Robert Morris, anointed, powerful teaching and understanding on health. Well, Don Colbert is here with us, and he's been talking to us about joy. He wants to talk to us about one of the other areas that he touches on. By the way, the importance of joy and happiness. He told us about a belly laugh, and we showed him what that looks like. As a matter of fact, he had so much fun watching us here, and it was a part of the program, laugh at Tim Conway. He said it ought to be a part of our prescription in our series because everybody didn't know what a belly laugh looks like. Amen. And so he's going to talk at this time and give you a little overview of the importance of dealing with stress. And I want you to welcome Don Colbert. Dr. Colbert, so good to have you back.
Thank you. It's great being here.
All right. I don't know that we have any kind of a positive role in to show you something about stress or about depression, but you know you really did like our belly laugh, didn't you?
Love it. But let me tell you, with stress, I lived the stress life. See, I had a massive heat stroke when I was in my third year of medical school. During my hardest rotation of internal medicine, I suffered a massive heat stroke. And this massive heat stroke totally caused necrosis of my thigh muscles. They died. My urine turned the color of coffee, and I went into acute renal failure. My muscles shrank down in my legs to the size where my arms were actually bigger than my legs. And then they biopsied. They took a large biopsy out of my thigh, my left thigh. I have this huge scar here. And they took the muscle, they took a biopsy of the muscle all the way from the top to the bone. And they sent it to pathology. And they said, your muscle is necrosed to the bone. Necrosed. Now, necrosed means dead. And they said, they came and told my wife, they said, you will never walk again. Your muscles are dead to the bone. Talking about stress, I had tremendous stress because I was in my hardest rotation. I didn't know if I'd finish medical school. Here, before I even finished, I had my legs literally knocked out from under me. But then what happened is as soon as the doctor said that, my wife said, you are fired. She immediately canceled out those words. And she says, let me tell you, man spoken, but God has spoken. You shall run and not be weary. You shall walk and you shall not faint. And what I did is I had a choice to make then. I could agree with the doctors or I could agree with God's word. I decided to agree with God's word and start in all things give thanks for this will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. And practicing gratitude and practicing that attitude of gratitude literally has sparked faith. I didn't realize that gratitude is one of the greatest examples of faith that we can start simply giving thanksgiving. And that's why it says in Philippians 4:6, it says, be anxious for nothing, but in all things through prayer and supplication, yes, make your petition with thanksgiving. Let your request be made known unto God. And then the peace of God that passes all understanding will keep your heart and your mind. See, both. You got to get the heart and mind in agreement. And so what I did is I entered into that attitude of gratitude, and literally my mind came in agreement with my heart. It sparked faith. And then one day, boom, I felt the presence of God come on me. I literally stood up and started walking. And when I went back into the hospital, they couldn't believe it because literally my muscles regenerated right before my eyes as a miracle. But then what happened, that was a miracle, but then I got into practice, went through med school, went through residency, went into private practice, and then I started burning out. I didn't know it. Age 35, I was burnt out and didn't even know it because I was seeing 40 to 70 patients a day, working 12 hours a day, on call every night, receiving calls almost every night, and I burn out. I was so burnt out, I would literally sit at a traffic light and I'd have to put my car in park for fear I'd fall asleep. That was how burnt out I was. I was exhausted. Then I started developing all these problems. I didn't know what was the matter with me. Here I was 35 and I was developing chronic sinus infections. Then I developed irritable bowel syndrome. Then I developed chronic fatigue. Then one morning I woke up with a rash all over my body and I thought I had scabies. And after self-treating myself, I finally went to one of my buddies who's one of the top dermatologists in Central Florida, and he looked at me as a buddy of mine, and I remember him pulling his glasses down. He was about 20 years older than me. He pulled his head down, and he kind of grinned, and he shook his head, and he said, I'm sorry, Don, you have the heartbreak of psoriasis. And so what burnout had done, it had literally burnt my system out, and it opened my system up for disease. Well, what I did is I learned I had to get into God's rhythm. I had to think God's thoughts. I had to apply some key nutritional and lifestyle and dietary principles, and it restored my health. And that's what I talk about, and that's what I teach. But what I've done...
Let me interrupt right here, because I want you to continue on, but I want to insert something here. What he is talking about is the extreme end result of the stress and burnout. And many of you may be there, but it's likely you are on your way there or you're experiencing some of it. What he's talking about is reaching the point from which you see there's no return. Now, he's showing you miraculously, supernaturally, yes, but also there was a natural healing that doctors would recommend you apply to get these things in order, which he's going to try to show you. And the supernatural effect, the point I'm trying to make is, he took it to the extreme. And I was sitting here listening to you talk about burnout, and you said 35. And between 35 and 37, I totally burned out. Mm-hmm. I was so burned out, I prayed to die. I did not want to live. I did not feel like I could overcome anything. I was a person out of control because I had no capacity to resist anything. I was just that weak, and it was because I had gone nonstop, speaking 5 to 9 times a day, 5 to 8 days in a row, all over the country, up to 40 weeks a year for many years. And that's the way I went, because everybody had to have this preacher that had this special touch of God to come in like a big harvest combine, right, and win their city and win their community to Christ, mm-hmm, so we could just be so glad they got saved before Jesus came back. And I just ran, and let me tell you, I nearly destroyed my life. Mm-hmm. So I was, I had the chronic fatigue, I had the sinus infections, I had throat rashes, the sick stomach, uncontrollable. That's the way I lived, isn't that right?
And your nervous system.
The hair follicles became inflamed to where I couldn't stand for a long sleeve shirt to touch my arms. They were on fire.
Yes.
So we reached that point.
Well, you know what happened? And it's so simple. And I didn't realize it because we're not taught this in med school. And what happens is
You're not taught it in Bible school either.
They don't teach it in Bible school.
You're not taught it in business school. You're not taught it in any school.
They don't. But again, this is the stress response. This is a response that God has built in us to save our lives. And there's three key stages. There's the alarm stage, the first stage, where this powerful hormone, adrenaline, goes through our body, and it literally causes us to feel great. In fact, some people get hooked on adrenaline. Because adrenaline, when we're in a fight, or when we're in an argument or an accident, or if you're upset or angry or anxious, literally this hormone is secreted from the body that enables you to fight or flee.
That's what kept me going. I was like a fighter or an athlete, a home run hitter that had to hit a home run in front of the big crowd.
Right.
The only difference was I felt that pressure. I wasn't just trying to hit a home run to win a ball game for everybody. I was trying to win souls and lives for eternity. And so I went up with an enormous pressure to deliver in a way that was effective so that we win not a game, but we win lives.
Now here's the key.
So that pressure was huge.
Now here's the key. That's just the first stage of stress. That's the good stage of stress. That enables you to fight or flee, because what it does, it constricts the blood vessels, raising the pressure, speeding the heart up, dilating the lungs so you can breathe, you know, deeper. It also dumps sugar and triglycerides in the bloodstream to give you energy. But all that's good, but then if that continues more frequently, it leads to the second stage, which is the resistance stage, which is a stage of stress that's hardwired into every one of us that enables us to survive long-term stress. It's a chronic survival mechanism for long-term stress, unremitting stress like the loss of a job, unemployment, or foreclosure, a sick spouse, a sick child, a child in rebellion,
broken
a child on drugs, a divorce. A separation, or it could be chronic pain, or it could be depression, or lack of sleep. Mm-hmm. And then eventually that'll lead to other health problems, but the key hormone here is cortisol. During alarm stage, or stage one, adrenaline goes up, which makes us feel good. But then in stage two, cortisol goes up, which causes us to gain belly fat. It causes us to crave salt and sugar and starches, feel good foods. That again causes the pressure to rise, the cholesterol to rise.
Feel-good food.
Correct.
Food does tend to medicate, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely.
And yet,
it does.
At the same time, it's in the process of assassinating.
Absolutely.
Of destroying us. But it is a form of medication, but it is an improper form of medication.
Absolutely. And what sugar and starches do, those high glycemic starches, the white flour, the white rice, the potatoes, all that pasta and breads and stuff, it raises the serotonin levels. Serotonin makes you feel good. You can get literally addicted to this. It's a feel-good hormone. But then what happens in this stage two? Stage two, you can still stay in stage two and be okay. But then it's stage three is what I got stuck in, the exhaustion stage. In the exhaustion stage, people are burnt out mentally, emotionally, physically, and spiritually. I tell them it's an analogy like this. Figuratively speaking, it's similar to an accelerator on a car stuck to the floor and you're out of gas. And what happens is this. Physiologically, what happens is our cortisol that used to be high and causing us to gain all that belly fat and decreasing our immune system and causing us to be irritable and lowering our hormones, eventually the cortisol level crashes. Cortisol is a double-edged sword. You know, when you take cortisone or prednisone, you know, it causes people to gain belly fat. But also what cortisone does, we give it in the emergency room if people have allergies. It's one of the most powerful anti-inflammatories. So when people get burnt out, I didn't realize this, all of a sudden you have just invited in every inflammatory disease into your body. Psoriasis is an inflammatory disease. Most rashes are inflammatory. Allergies are inflammatory. Aches and pains are inflammatory. Arthritis is inflammatory. 90% of heart disease is inflammatory. Cancer is inflammatory. So literally, you're unknowingly inviting in inflammatory disease, and plus, you are out of energy. You are so fatigued. You are past fatigue. You're exhausted. And you have brain fog. You can't think. You can't remember. And that people think, oh my goodness, I'm developing Alzheimer's. But that's what happens, because when your cortisol literally goes to extremely low, you invite inflammation in, you invite allergies in, your body, these hormones crash. The testosterone goes down in men, the progesterone in women, all the adrenal hormones go low, and so we lose that feeling of well-being. Our neurotransmitters, our feel-good chemicals crash. So we get literally stuck in a pit. We invite depression in. We invite immune dysfunction in. We invite almost every kind of disease in when we're stuck here.
You just laid out a horrible analysis of the situation, and nothing looks good. Now, when we offer the Heaven and Health series, in that series, you explain how you stop creating these issues, but you also talk about how to deal with them.
How to turn,
so now
how to turn
it off. You have painted a bleak picture. If I were listening to you tell me all that's going on, I'd just say, where's the nearest funeral home? I wouldn't even ask about a hospital or a nursing care or mm-hmm. a hospice. Just take me on. Because you have painted a picture. Mm-hmm. It is a real picture. It's what's happening. It's why the health crisis is very real. It's why there's not enough money on planet Earth to pay for the problems that we are actually contributing to by the very things you've talked about. Are there solutions?
Absolutely.
Now, you've talked about the miracle of your change. Are they accessible to everyone who's watching? Can they turn it around?
Absolutely, because I've been down this. It's like going through a minefield. What I had to do is I had to get into God's rhythm. I was in my own rhythm. I was my own worst enemy. And what I found is, generally speaking, God won't do what you can do. And I was literally inviting the disease into my body, because I didn't understand that I was part of the problem, because my scheduling. I had to slow down. I had to literally, Jesus never got in a hurry. And I had to get in his rhythm. I had to think his thoughts. And I had to also learn to apply some key nutritional, dietary, and lifestyle principles, which I talk about in this program. And when you start incorporating this, it literally pulls you out of the exhaustion stage, out of the resistance stage, and out of the alarm stage. You learn how to cope with stress and how to come out of burnout.
You still live where you could have those same things. I want to ask you point blank. How are you doing? How are you handling, and how do you feel? In all honesty, do you feel good now? Like, are you living what you preach, in the point that it's made a difference?
Absolutely. First of all, one of the greatest things I'm doing now is I don't take all the invitations that I have that, you know, when you, you know,
I
go
stopped,
places.
I've been anointed to say no.
Yes. I learned how to say no. I also, one of the most important things I did is get 8 hours sleep a night. I used to not sleep. I literally quit taking call, because it was part of my problem. I quit seeing 40 to 70 patients a day. See, what I did is I implemented a very important concept that I talk about as margin, which is breathing room. But I was way out of balance. I was a workaholic. I was working 12 hours a day. I was sacrificing my sleep. I was sacrificing my time with God. I was sacrificing family time. My son, when growing up, he didn't hardly see me because I was so busy. I became a human doing instead of a being. God had to show me to slow down, get in his rhythm, think his thoughts, and apply these key principles of nutrition, lifestyle, and diet, and it restored my health.
And that is key. We have to allow God to capture our thoughts and to renew our minds.
Amen.
And then with that, ask God to help us with a healthy lifestyle. That includes eating right.
Amen. And one thing, Betty, I didn't realize, but even as a Christian, I had a lot of what I call stinking thinking, distortional thinking. And I had thinking like what-if thinking, I had should thinking, and I had to literally clear up some irrational thought processes, and in doing so, most all the stress went away. It's amazing how the devil attacks us in our mind, but many times it's our own thoughts that need to be reprogrammed according to God's Word.
I want to ask all of you who are watching to really take seriously what we've shared. I mean, I have acknowledged that I nearly threw my life away doing good things, but doing it the wrong way, doing it too much. And Dr. Colbert said the same thing. We are miracle recipients, not only of the grace of God, but understanding and putting it in place. Now, we want to send you this Heaven and Health series, discovering the blessings of heaven right now while you're living on earth. We want to send you Dr. Colbert's book, The Seven Pillars of Health. It will bless you. His teaching, because he's so effective, and he actually taught right here in a seminar, so that he could get real close and personal with you and any group you want here. Excellent to use in a study group, home study group, church study group, because listen, don't we want a healthy church? Wouldn't it be wonderful if we didn't have to read such long lists of people who are having problems because they learned something about how to effectively deal with the challenges they face? We all want that. Well, we want to pass on something to you. And Sheila Walsh is so blessed. Not only can she sing, she can communicate. And she has had one of those journeys that could cause some people to give up. But God picked her up out of the pit of despair when she really despaired of life and put her feet back on a solid rock. Let her help you and bless you, and let Robert. Robert has learned so much, and God has blessed him. You know, we feel like we're blessed to have him as our pastor. God has gifted him to communicate the love and truth of God in a way that will bless you. Would you please right now go to the telephone and say, I want that series, Heaven and Health. I want the book by Dr. Colbert, the message that Beth teaches on emotional, healing and health, because she's so blessed. I want to hear what these people have to say. I think most of you who watch Life Today, and I'm so thankful, you know, I really do wish I could embrace you. I wish I could take your hand or give you a big hug. And by the way, I'm honored that a lot of people say, could I just give you a hug? You know, somehow I feel like you're getting a hug back, at least from my heart, and you are. I wish I could give you a big hug and say, thank you. It seems maybe you appreciate us, but it seems obvious you really like what we do together. You love to help others. You love to assist the suffering, to alleviate pain, to give people hope and life when you know we can do it. We ask you not to purchase one of these products that we offer to help you grow, but we ask you to help us help others. Right now, we're committed to build a huge food factory in India, the first one we've built outside the continent of Africa. There in that nation of 1 billion people, do you know there's where more malnourished children are than even in Africa? We're going to invest, by the grace of God, $2.4 million to build a food factory and to begin taking care of thousands and thousands of malnourished children. If you'll make a gift, any gift, to help us do that and feed those children, we will send you the CD series. If you'll make a gift of $120 or more, we'll send you Dr. Colbert's book, the CDs and DVDs, the bonus tape, and we'll say thank you. You'll be helping us feed 5,000 children. If you'll make a gift of $1,200 or more, you'll help us care for 50,000 children. We want to send you the beautiful glass sculpture. And this is absolutely beautiful. Little children like this, reaching out to bless or to be blessed, this reflects the light, and we are the light of the world. And I want to remind you that you make those special year-end gifts right now, and a $1,200 gift would sure go a long way in many ways. You can make that beginning of the year gift too. Ask for the series, use your bank card to make the gift or write a check or go online, and we'll be more than happy to send you these items that will bless you, experience heaven right now, and have the health I think your heart longs for. Thank you so much for making the call. Thank you for helping us share life with others.
Hunger, malnutrition, starvation, all global concerns, especially for children and for the families who have to watch them needlessly suffer. With your support, Life will construct our first food factory in India, centrally located in one of the most impoverished regions where 4 out of 10 children are suffering from malnutrition. The factory will be able to produce an astounding 100 million meals in the first 10 years. It's a huge challenge, with an additional $2.4 million needed to secure the land, build the factory, and purchase the equipment. With your gift of any amount to help establish the food factory and begin to save precious lives, we'll send you the Heaven and Health audio series, along with the booklet Healing Promises. In this series, Dr. Don Colbert, Bible teacher Sheila Walsh, and Pastor Robert Morris team up to help you discover God's promises for your health, wholeness, and divine healing.
With your gift of $120 or more that will make it possible to produce 5,000 meals, you'll receive Heaven and Health on DVD and CD with the booklet, along with Dr. Don Colbert's book, Seven Pillars of Health, plus a bonus DVD from Beth Moore. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,200 or more that will enable Life to produce 50,000 meals. And you may request our new commemorative sculptured glass statue, The Blessing. We must move forward immediately, so please call, write, or make your gift online today.
This is Santosh. As you can see, he's not doing very well. In fact, he's one of the most malnourished children that I've ever seen in India. This young boy right here, the first time I came in here to visit him, he was being served a plate of food. He had a little plate of rice with some dal, some lentil soup on top of it. And you can see that, you know, he's severely malnourished. But when I came in the door, he smiled and said hello, and he asked me if I would come in and share his meal with him. That's the kind of heart that this little guy has right here. This here, sad to say, is a real picture of what's happening in this nation right now. There's so many children that are sick, so many children that are malnourished, so many children that are abandoned. They're suffering. Please prayerfully consider partnering with us so that we can give hope and life to children just like Santosh.
I pray you get the teaching series, because I really believe you can experience heaven and the health God wants you to have right now. You talked about all the things that came to you. You brought on yourself, however they got there. But what you share is what you learned, and you overcame them, right?
Every one of them. Chronic sinusitis gone. Hasn't returned. Irritable bowel gone. As well as the chronic fatigue syndrome gone, and most importantly, the heartbreak of psoriasis is gone. Praise God.
Yeah, praise y'all like that. Isn't that good? Let's just say thanks to God. Thanks to Dr. Colbert for the testimony, but also for the insight and the inspiration. Get the series. We want you to live Thy will be done, Thy kingdom come, right now.
Tomorrow, Dr. Colbert and Sheila Walsh reveal God's promises for health and wholeness through physical, emotional, and spiritual healing. Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.